Well, a carbon tax may be about to become law, but business lobby groups are not giving up the fight. Opponents of the tax say they're concerned about research which suggests that the tax will cost Australian businesses up to 20% of their profits, as David Taylor reports.
The argument is a straightforward one. Australia's contribution to climate change is not significant enough to warrant imposing a new tax on business.
It would have no impact at all on global climate, and that's because major emitting nations are not part of a binding global agreement.
Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive Peter Anderson. Rubbing salt into the wound is a lack of international cohesion on climate change.
Australia is imposing a cost on its own industry in circumstances where competing nations in the United States, in China, in Canada, in Brazil, in Indonesia are not imposing similar costs on their manufacturers.
The chief lobby group for Australian business is most concerned about the potential hit to company bottom lines as a result of the tax.
Well, the research that has been independently prepared, which we released yesterday, shows that small and medium businesses that are trade exposed are going to suffer losses in profitability of between 10 and 20%.
Peter Anderson claims it may only be after the financial impact of the tax is felt that the community will rise up against it. In the meantime, they're arming themselves for an ongoing fight against the tax.
The business community will arm itself with the facts. It will speak to all of its politicians and it will use every forum available in the community to explain why Australia is making a significant mistake in moving ahead of our competing nations by introducing an economy-wide carbon tax which will cost jobs and essentially do nothing to improve the global environment.
Well, what about the argument that businesses have now factored in a carbon tax and that essentially now they're trying to move on as opposed to creating more uncertainty by having more questions about whether a carbon tax should or should not be implemented from now?
Well, there's no certainty at all created by today's vote, and there won't be any certainty created by the carbon tax, because you only have certainty in business if you have a competitive business environment. And until there is a binding international agreement, there will be no certainty for Australian businesses because our competitors are not imposing similar costs on them.
That imposition is largely to do with the power that the Greens now have in the Senate. Anthony Hobley is the head of climate change for law firm Norton Rose.
So I think it would be as difficult for them to repeal it as it has been for the government to get this through.
Unless the Greens chose not to back the carbon tax, it's set to embed itself as an ongoing cost to business.
It would actually have to go through the Senate, which is controlled by the Greens. So the primary legislation would have to be amended or repealed. So the Greens would have to vote for that effectively in the Senate. We don't think that will happen while they have the control of the Senate for the next 5 plus years. So then you're talking about a double dissolution.
It is clear, however, that the experts aren't holding their breath.
It would not be impossible to repeal. Nothing ever is. And no government or no legislation combined a future parliament, as we all know, a basic constitutional principle.
Whatever avenue business opposed to the tax find, it's clear the road ahead remains a long one.
David Taylor reporting.